Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
From radioinfo.com.au. Hi, I'm Brad Smart, here with your morning briefing for Friday, the 17th of April. Here's what people are talking about in radio this morning. Well, most years, Survey 2 is just another cog in the wheel, but this year it's crucially important for broadcasters during the COVID-19 crisis. This is the last official survey until the restrictions are lifted, and every station's desperately trying to spin the results to get traction with the few advertisers that are still spending. As expected in times of crisis, people have turned heavily to news talk stations to keep themselves up to date. The nine stations saw a positive bump in all their markets. 2GB and 3AW retained their grasp on the top spots in their respective cities. I'll have more in just a moment.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Radio listening has increased in Survey 2, no doubt driven by people across the nation in self-isolation. Most volatile amongst the markets were Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth. Champagne corks were popping at SCA in Perth, with Mix 94.5 shooting up 2.5 to top the ladder. Not so lucky in Brisbane, though, where Triple M tumbled 1.4 to end up in fourth place. On Cumes, Nova has taken the mantle as the top station in the five metro markets, overtaking Gold 104.3. Nonetheless, on share, Gold was still the number one FM station in the Melbourne market. Southern Cross Austereo is offering eligible shareholders the chance to participate in a share entitlement offer. The offer price is 9 cents per share, and the company aims to raise $170 million to reduce debt and fund its operations during the current crisis. The Community Broadcasting Fund is making emergency funding available to those community stations financially struggling during the pandemic. Monies from the COVID-19 Quick Response Grant will be allocated to stations with no paid staff, as these stations are not eligible for government stimulus packages. Radio King is offering a new version of its Radio Manager software. The company says it's an entirely new design with features that will make programming easier. US President Donald Trump has toyed with the idea of doing a daily talk radio show from the White House to answer coronavirus questions from regular Americans. However, at this stage, he shelved the idea because he didn't want to compete with Rush Limbaugh. For all the details on these stories, check out the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.